Folks, I got a lot to cover today, but always, as always, I would like for you to tell me what's on your top plate, anything you want to start with. Matt?
Yeah, this is kind of our last call, isn't it, Rob?
It is, but we've had about five last calls.
Ouch.
No. Don't. Not that. That wasn't my intention. I mean, I most of the teams I work with are doing really well. They just want to do better. So you've got nothing to apologize for. My reason in saying that is we've been working together, I think, since 2013, something like that. Maybe not that far.
Time flies.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, I was thinking about that. It's easy to sometimes feel we're not making any headway, or that we're not getting anything accomplished. So I apologize if I send that message once in a while or convey that. But if I look back since that time frame, we've made monumental strides in how we run the practice and how we operate and how we do things. And I think we take it for granted because we're doing it every day. But when we compare ourselves to other advisors and other FAs, it doesn't take long to figure out that we're certainly operating at a different level, and our business has grown dramatically since that time. So thank you for that.
Well, I'll say you're welcome for the part I had in it. You all have done most of it. The other thing I don't want you to lose sight of, Mike, I mean, number one, the numbers are the numbers. Your business has grown a lot, and you never need to apologize for not being perfect. The other thing I want you to think about is that if somebody were coming into that office, or not just your office, but the downtown office, Minneapolis office, who would you want them to deal with? You'd want them to deal with Matt, because you know they would be taken care of ethically. And Matt would have, I'm sure, the same answer for you. So you all are doing good work. You're putting your client's interest first. And Mike, you've been doing this a long time. You know, from both a management and from a producing standpoint, that when you take care of the client, everything else works.
Uh-huh.
So, and you all, I don't sit there with you every day, obviously, but it's obvious to me that you all put the client's interest first. So a lot of business, taking care of the client. What we're doing here is making the helping facilitate you getting to the next step. So you never have to apologize for not being perfect.
Okay.
That's never going to happen. Anything either of you want to talk about? All right. Last meeting, Mike said you thought the right number was to have primary responsibility for 65 households and 10 butlers. Is that still the number?
I think for the time being, that seems like the right number. I think it'll evolve, I think, over time. But certainly, for now, that makes sense.
All right. What kind of progress are you making? Well, let me just ask this question. Have you introduced any of the relationships that you're going to pass on to Matt? Have you officially handed them over to Matt? Have you introduced Matt to these people? Just, I know Matt, you probably know most of them, but give me a progress marker here, Mike. Again, we're not looking for perfection. We're looking for progress.
So I think that process is just evolving as we go. I think we kind of intuitively know that needs to be done. So as we huddle every day and we go through, you know, what appointments are coming up, Michelle is asking the question as well. It's like, does Matt need to be in on this? Because we've dissected the list, but sometimes I'm still making the appointments, or Michelle's making the appointments for me. So as we go, we're just again, trying to make, I think we did, who did we last do, as you sit in with? We've had a few appointments here this last month where Matt would sit in with me in the appointment, so just to make sure that there's a connection there.
We have one on Wednesday, too.
We have another one on Wednesday?
Yep.
Yeah, so we're making progress on that. And, you know, the first question I get is, you're retiring, you're leaving? So that's the, you know, whenever you do that, that's the question that pops up. So we used the language you gave us, and it was kind of a non-event. And so I think that softly kind of transitions everything so that when they get a phone call from Matt or even Veronica for that matter, it doesn't seem so out of place. And one was a big account, Dave Barley. Yeah, it was Dave Barley.
Yeah.
$10 million account.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, he was wigged out too. Are you leaving? I said, no, I'm not leaving right now. But anyway, so, you know, we've been making progress. I don't know that we've gone through a list and checked it off, but we've just been gradually working them down. Each month.
Okay. The man you just mentioned, the $10 million relationship, mm-hmm. Matt, I heard a little enthusiasm in your voice, or you said, yeah. Did it go well, or?
I think it went well. I work with his son, actually.
Yeah.
Which is independent, oddly enough, of maybe of Dave, but before. But, you know, it went great. Dave, like Mike said, everyone's thinking it, and as soon as we addressed it, Dave was put back at ease, and we had a nice meeting, and I got to chat with him for a while, and yeah, it went really well. So.
Yeah, I think, and then we've got a lot of cross-pollination going on. I think, like Kay Ferris, too.
Kay.
I work with Kay and Don, and Matt's working with the son and the daughter-in-law, or who would it be now?
It would be your daughter.
Ex-daughter-in-law. Well, yeah, her
and
daughter.
Her son and her ex, yeah.
Yeah, so we've got a lot of multi-generational work going on, and a lot of times that's how we did it. So actually pulling Matt back in on the primary is just really pretty easy.
All right. How are you feeling inside during as this process is going on, Mike?
Me? I'm feeling guilty. I'm guilty a little bit because as I'm trying to transition some workload and try to get some free up some time for Joni and kids, and then just try to dial it back a little bit. It's hard to do. I'm not hardwired that way. But at the same time, that transitions more work to the team. So, but at the same time, I know Matt, I think, will figure that out and try to figure out capacity through Veronica or Wealth Advice Center or adding somebody else.
What's the guilt? What are you feeling guilty about? Working less?
Yeah, probably. Working less and having somebody else work more.
Well, that's the other part. The working less is about you. The other part about Matt having to work harder, he signed up for this. Matt will.
Well.
Huh?
He says, whoa.
Whoa, I did?
It is.
Yeah, you did. You working less, Mike, is probably working, meaning you're working more than most of the people in your LOS and success level.
Oh, okay.
Even in our office.
even in our office.
Yeah. Well, I understand the guilt, but it's not doing you any good. It's codependence. I have the same issue. You're doing this to take care of the clients and take care of your family. They mm-hmm. The family wants to see more of you. You've got a way to hand these off. To somebody you know and trust and will do a great job. So I understand the guilt. When you start feeling guilty, take a step back and just think about who you're doing this for. You're doing it for your clients, for your family, and for you. Those are all, everybody wins.
Okay.
All right. So, Matt, you're left with 235 Have you introduced any of these? You just bring me up to date on that 235, because you can't handle 235.
I can't handle 235.
It's pretty good.
Pretty cool. So where I'm at is I've given Veronica and I have sat down. I've given her basically. I'd have to look at the number. I'm going to call it almost 100.
Okay.
That 90 to 100 range, and so she has met with. I don't know. I don't have. I wasn't tracking that. I guess how many people I've done it in person. She sat in the meeting with throughout the last year, but it's probably 20, 15 or 20, I would say.
Uh-huh.
And then her and I actually even sat down. Was it last week or the week prior? And I gave her kind of talking points on all of them. Just quick one blurbs here is, you know, and it's certainly all this information's on our management system. But she is now just going to basically, I think, take three a day or so and just start calling and just doing check-in calls with them. So, well, I know I'm not completely done with them, and I still will have to sit in and do some reviews from time to time. You know, especially in the next couple of years, I think as we really transition them or the next year. But at this point, I'd say, you know, I'm 70% out of the loop with them. That's a...
You're 70% out of the loop of what?
Of about 100. I'd say 100.
Okay. So when that... are they in the 235?
Yes.
Okay, I like to look at this. I like to measure it not when it's done, but when it's moving toward the right number. So for all practical purposes, let's say you've given 100, let's say you've given 70 out of, let's just say 100, make the math simple. You really have primary responsibility for 135.
Correct.
Okay, so you're not there yet. But for all practical purposes, you have a responsibility for 135 people.
Yes.
Okay. As we've talked before, this isn't about knowledge, it's about execution. Agreed?
Agreed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I feel really good about what you all are telling me. Now, let's think a little bit about What are some measurement points? I don't want to have 20 things you're going to measure, but what are a couple, one or two things that where you all could demonstrate to yourselves that you are making progress? Mike on getting down to 65, and Matt continuing to get down to as low as he can possibly get. What do you want to measure here? What do you want to look at? Don't make it too hard.
Well, I the easiest thing to measure would just to me for us just to go through each of my 65 or 70, whatever's on there now, 65, 75, and just make sure, just identify the ones that you're not in the loop on.
Out of all 65, you mean?
Out of all of them.
Everybody that I don't have any
real connection with.
Connection with.
Well, other than just
that
I know
many,
who you are.
But yeah.
So that would be easy. I mean,
that would be relatively easy. That's a spreadsheet.
That's a spreadsheet, yeah.
Probably me just doing it.
It wouldn't take that long to do. And we've kind of been doing it ad hoc as we have clients coming in, but I guess that would be a measurable. That would be an easy measurable. And we ought to do that.
And
just get the spreadsheet.
And the same thing for me and Veronica.
And the same thing with Veronica, exactly.
So at least we know.
Okay.
That's easy.
So
we just talked ourselves into that.
So just to make sure, I like what I think I heard, is the 65 that Mike is going to end up with, the ones that you don't know, Mike is going to find a way to introduce you to those people in the 65 you don't know. Did I hear it right?
Yeah, we're doing it now, but it's a little bit ad hoc.
Yeah.
So
just stopping by my office when they're coming in.
Yeah. Sometimes it's just that, but if we want a measurable process and task or mission, that would be it.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty easy to track, wouldn't it, Matt?
Yeah, I just add, I mean, I already have the spreadsheet, so I just add a column to it. That's real easy.
Okay. All right. I like it. Now, what about you, Matt? What do you what do you think you need to measure?
Yeah, the same thing, right? I mean, I think I need to measure with Veronica where, you know, who she sat in the meetings with, who I feel like, you know, she can basically the handoff has kind of occurred. So it's a little bit more, I think, definitive than Mike and Matt's, where it's just making sure that I am introduced to the 65. This is a more definitive check. Part of it is I never worry about Veronica if we give her something. I don't do that with anybody really on the team. When something's off my plate, I don't circle back on it. I just trust that they have it. And if it works, I've never been burned. But I think with Veronica, I should track it. Not that I don't think, I know she'll do it. But maybe just for ease of mind and for the team as well. So if Michelle is wondering, that's all tiered, and Michelle knows when client calls or when reviews come up that, you know, that's a Veronica one, but she'll put it on my calendar too if she thinks I need to be in there for a transition. But I think I should have it should be more black and white. So that's just the same spreadsheet, I think. That's just the same column.
Would it make sense, Matt, to have a spreadsheet where every client in your practice, there's a name next to it, either yours, Veronica's, or Mike's?
I have that.
Yeah.
And I even have some that has, you know, Matt and Veronica. You know, a couple of, not that, that we want to operate in the gray area, but there's just a handful where I know that she's talked to them and they feel comfortable, but maybe I still need to be in on the annual review or something, but I do have that spreadsheet for every client in the team.
Who else has that spreadsheet?
Everyone can see it, and then on the whole team. It's on a shared file.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is it possible that there could be other folks that aren't on the sheet, or do you know you have them all?
I have them all.
Okay. Are they householded?
Yep.
Perfect. All right.
Yep.
So, okay, Matt, what's your feeling about what you've gotten? Well, what's your feeling about going forward here with what we've talked about measuring? Is that going to get you where you think the team needs to be?
I do. Big shocker, but I'm a systems and process kind of guy, and I like this process. I like the spreadsheet. Everyone can see it. I'm the owner of it, though, and the team knows that. So I don't feel like anything's slipping through the cracks when it comes to the client and the relationship. So I feel good with where we're at this point.
All right, Mike, how you feel?
I feel good too. I feel good too. I think we just whittle away at it day by day. We finally merged our contact management systems. I was running Supernova spreadsheets. Matt was running our internal CRM contact management system, and so we kind of had two systems we were running. And sometimes we didn't really know who was on first once in a while in terms of getting stuff done. But now everything's been merged as of a couple months ago. I'm still trying to get up to speed on using it. Matt's very, very good at it. I'm mediocre at it. But in terms of losing something, I mean, we have it all in the system now. Everything is on the same system where we kind of merge those, client contacts and priorities
POIs prospects.
And everything's on there.
That provides me sleeping power.
Right. Yeah.
Which has been nice.
Yeah.
Say that last thing again, Matt.
I said, everyone and all clients being on the CRM provides me sleeping power.
Okay, good.
So it also helps me that I know, you know, when the time comes when Mike's not here as much or here at all, that I have everything in one place and I can just seamlessly go in and start, you know, and I know service doesn't drop for a client and I know I have access to everything, that Mike was using CRM, he just wasn't using it to track the activity.
Right.
Now that everything's in one place, it makes me feel confident, I guess.
Yeah.
Good. as important.
Yeah, better, way better for transition.
Yeah.
Now we're on the same system.
Yep.
I don't know.
Or if I got hit by a bus, I know I just someone can slide in and do it. So.
All right. Terrific. All right. Let's move to the next thing. You talked last time about having a consistent message within the team about what's going on in the team. I don't think you can have a consistent message going out to clients unless everybody on the team understands what's going on and why. If I went to, does everybody in the team know what's going on?
Regarding what?
Knowing that Mike is going to have fewer clients, you're working toward fewer clients, Veronica is going to have primary responsibility, Mike however you want to describe the buyout, the alpha program, do they understand that Mike is not leaving for however many years it is? The more they understand what's going on, if a client says what's going on with Mike and they're not confident that they know, they're going to come across in a hesitant manner. Oh no, Mike's not getting ready to retire. He is, and then you go into she can go into what's going on. So I think it would be really good to pull your group together and explain to them what's going on and why. It's going to make your message consistent. I heard of some interviews after a football game a couple weeks ago, and the guy doing the interviews of the players on the team that lost asked the same question to two different players, and they answered it differently. One said they were well prepared. The other one said they weren't well prepared at all. My point is, you bring them in, tell them what you're doing, why you're doing it, and answer any questions that they might have. I think that's important to get done as quickly as you can get everybody together without the phone ringer. Make sense?
I would say, yeah. I mean, the team knows half of the message. They know that Mike is reducing, client load, but they don't know. I mean, they're not dumb. So they probably are piecing it together, but I don't think we've addressed that, where we're ultimately working ourselves towards.
I think it's, as I said a second ago, and I won't say it again, it's important they know what's going on, how long Mike's going to be here or whatever.
Yeah, let me ask you this question. So, and maybe maybe I'm just overthinking it, but a couple of things come to mind. One, once you kind of let the cat out of the bag, in a sense, and say, okay, I'm going to retire. Number one, word gets out in a variety of ways, and it may be, and the messaging can be different. One, Mike's retiring. I got my account with Mike. I'm going to consolidate it over at Merrill Lynch or RBC or my independent guy that I work with. And what we've run into before is, Mike's retiring. All of a sudden, my clients start getting calls from competitors. We know who they would be, Wayne or Brad, and saying, Mike's going to be leaving. You might, they just start going after him. If that message gets out, and then, of course, not playing defense, I'm not retiring. I'm still working, plan to work for several more years. Trying to figure out how to handle the messaging and if it matters. I mean, maybe it just is
it
what
does,
it is.
It does matter, because what you say proactively comes across better than what you say reactively.
Okay.
Somebody, is saying Mike's going to retire, saying that to one of your competitors says Mike's getting ready to retire, and you've already had the conversation with the client, what's going on, why you're doing it. Mike, there's really no exit date for you. You could be working there 10 years from now.
Right.
It'll be, so there is no retirement date set. So if you've had that conversation with a client, the reason I'm doing this is I have total confidence in Matt. I've worked really hard over the last 30 years. I love it. I'm just cutting back a little bit. I need a little more time. I want to take a little more time with my family, and that will help me work longer. Because you see where I'm going with it?
Yep.
So you got the Alpha 1, the Alpha 2, then when that's over, then Matt can hire you. I'm not getting it all right, but
yeah, that's right.
You can say without fear of contradiction, there is no set date for you to retire from UBS, right?
Okay.
Right.
Well, that's kind of that's why we set it up, or I might be, I'd say, but that's the way we set it up. So we're not being untruthful, and
being
client
honest.
And
well,
and
wait.
If I, no.
You're being honest. You can not be telling the truth but not lying. You know how folks do that sometimes.
Yeah, I don't have a poker face.
The absolute honest answer is I don't know when I'm going to retire. The reason that we are doing this is how long you've been working with Matt?
15 years, 17 years.
I've been working with Matt for 15 years. He gets better and better and better and enables me to take a little bit more time off. I think that will result in continued great service. I would be surprised if it doesn't. So you got to.
Say that again.
Everybody's going to retire sometime.
No, say that again, what you just said.
I've been working with Matt for over 15 years. He keeps getting better and better. Matt is so good, I can afford to take a little bit of time off so I can work longer. I think the part you were looking for is I've been working with him for 15 years, and he has just kept getting better and better.
I made it work longer.
It gives me the confidence to take a little bit more time off to be with my family. But who knows when I'm going to retire. There's nothing on the calendar. But what I never want to have happen, and I'm just thinking of things now, what I never want to have happen, and it's not going to happen, is all of a sudden, I'm gone and there's nobody to take my place. It's very important to me that you always be in strong hands, and Matt provides that. So. So, all right. So it's the bottom of the hour. You got a couple more minutes?
Yeah, a couple
sure.
more.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's think about some questions. The first that clients might ask, and I'm not in an argumentative way, but just in an inquisitive way. We've been beaten on this one. Is Mike retiring? What you do, you always, when that's an objection.
Mm-hmm.
What you do is say, I'm glad you asked that. I'm glad you asked me that question.
Right.
That way you confirm that you heard him. And then you go into, let me give you the big picture. I've been working with Matt for over 15 years. He's getting better and better. His professionalism, aren't you a CFP, Matt?
No, close.
Okay. So I've been working with Matt for 15 years. He's really good at what he does. Because he is so good, it enables me to take just a little bit more time off. So I think you're in good shape with that question. All
right? Right. Yep.
Okay. Here's another question. Somebody talks to a client and they say, I don't want to deal with anybody but Mike. What's the response?
Let me offer you a response
in the interest of time. First of all, you confirm you heard it. I understand what you're saying. This is if somebody else has said that they're going to Matt. Mike has developed very deep relationships over the past 30 years. Matt has been working with Matt for 15 years and has been responsible for planning what you're responsible for in the team. I think you will appreciate what Matt brings to the table. So you're going to have a few who are probably going to say, I just like to leave things the way they are. Well, I understand that. Mike has really developed a lot of deep relationships over the past 30 years. Matt's been working with Mike for over 15 years and has been responsible for the planning and for the management of the, I'm making this up, of the team for 5 years. I think you'll really appreciate what Matt brings to the table.
Okay. Yeah, I never thought about that, but that could come up too.
Mm-hmm. It's not going to come up. If you were leaving, if you're, you know, out the door,
yeah.
You'd
yep.
get more of that, but this is just the opposite. Now, right. Either one of you, can you think of any other types of questions like that you want to be prepared for?
I think that first one's the biggest one.
Yeah, I think that's probably the biggest one is just, so really there's no formal announcement to be had other than just to convey to the team, like, here's what we've been working on. There is no retirement date. Mike is just doing this and this and this, and Matt's doing this and this, and we're just realigning workflow and client load, and that's about it.
Well, Mike, a little bit more time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wanted to, when I was working on this yesterday after the football game, I wanted to find, do like 5 or 10 questions that you all might run into or comments. I could only come up with these two. Those are the only two I could think of. I don't think you need to, this is a personal opinion. If you wanted to do it, I wouldn't hate it, but I don't think I would want to make an announcement. It makes it too big a deal.
Right. Yeah.
What we're wanting to do is this is a well thought out refinement transition within the team. Clients should not notice any difference. Now, when you sit down with your team and make sure that they understand exactly what's going on, you might want to do this exercise with them. Can you think of anything that people might say where you'd want to be prepared? Yeah, what if they ask me if he's retiring? And then you say, well, here's what is the truth. Here's what we're saying. Make it easy on them. Because it's like quizzing a child. If you ask them a question and they hesitate, there's something there. When they just answer, you got a better chance of getting the whole story. So when they say, Mike retiring, oh, gosh, no. Mike and Matt have been working together for 15 years. They are making some minor changes, refinements within the practice. There is no retirement date set for Mike leaving UBS. So if they know what to say, they're going to come across in a much different manner. So the two things to do with your team, make sure they understand what you're doing, make sure you answer any questions, and then ask them what questions would you be concerned if you get those from the client. Well, I don't want to leave Mike. Well, here's what makes sense. And you go through the, they've been working together for 15 years, blah, blah, blah. So Mm-hmm. I think that meeting needs to happen as quickly as you all can make time.
So I don't know if we'll, I can think of some clients that would just say I'm not going to work with anybody else. But those are the reality is probably most of those will be on my list anyway.
Yep.
So if I'm continuing, and that may eventually evolve anyway over time.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel really good where we are here in our last scheduled meeting. You've got a plan. You don't have to do it with your hair on fire. It's not like you're sick and you're leaving or mad at somebody or whatever. You've got plenty of time to implement this. You know how to measure what you're doing. You make sure your team, everybody's speaking with one in one way, or is answering questions. It might be firing, so on and so forth. I think you're prepared for that.
So one last question. So if I sign contracts, is that stuff that anybody needs to know about but Matt or I? I don't know that anybody needs to know about any of that.
No, I don't either.
I mean, it'd just be between us, really.
Yeah.
Because as far as they know,
nothing changes until Alpha Core starts. So the next couple of years. I mean, at that point, but before that, I don't think anyone needs to know.
No. Well, and even at Alpha Core, nobody would
know. Except for the gross changes. So that's the only thing.
They won't know.
They won't. No, yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, nobody will know. I'll just be around less.
Yeah.
Or working less.
Telling them all that stuff is too much. They don't. That's not what they're really concerned about. People make up things sometimes. They maybe think you're getting ready to blow out of there, and then they can start thinking, well, if Mike retires, what about my job? Do they still need on and so forth? So, I'm glad you brought that up. They don't need to know about the contracts. They don't need to know how it works. Hell, you've explained it to me 10 times and I don't understand.
That's my line.
Yeah, well, mine too. Anything else?
No, I think this was good. This was helpful. This was really helpful. I appreciate
guys,
that.
If you have any one-off questions,
okay,
don't hesitate to pick up the phone and call me. And I'm looking at my calendar here, Matt. Are you still coming to Nashville?
Yes, sir. Yeah, are we still on for lunch?
I'm just looking here. I pick you up at Indigo at 11:30 on the 28th. Does that sound right?
That sounds right to me. Yeah. Yep.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right.
So, and everything's good with your sweetie?
I don't know if I told you, she had a kidney removed, doing great. She had it removed January 3rd. She was the head of the Daughters of the American Revolution here in this part of Tennessee. And
wow,
that's a 3-year term, and that ended in June. So that's made us all happy. Things are good. We got a neat thing. We've got friends who are really wealthy. And one of those friends has a sister who's married to the CEO of a Fortune 500 company.
Mm-hmm.
They're really wealthy. he has his own Gulfstream, seats 19 people.
That's a little wealthy.
So they have invited us to get on the Jetstream in Nashville, fly to Dallas to see a Cowboys game, get a tour of the training facilities, and then spend the night at the CEO's house. So that's kind of exciting. I've never been on a private plane before.
Wow.
I gotta stop hanging out with poor friends.
You gotta find better friends.
Oh, by the way, I don't like to fly. And when they brought this up, I said, I don't want to get on those little planes. And the wife of our friends said to Anna, "Well, tell Rob that George Bush borrows this plane every once in a while." So I felt better, but it's seat 17 or 19 has two pilots. So that's we're looking forward to that.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be great fun. Let me know if you call in sick or anything. We'll take your spot.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll do that, Mike. Just sit by the phone. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Not to suffer through a Cowboys game, but besides that.
Yeah. Other than that, that's right. Well, they do have the cheerleaders. That's not so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Sorry.
All right, guys. It's always fun. You're doing a great job. Your clients are big winners here.
Okay.
Thanks, Rob.
Thanks,
appreciate
Rob. Appreciate it.
All right. See ya.
Thanks.
All right. Bye.
Bye.